There's no new guidance. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. As governors in several states loosen mask mandates, citing COVID numbers in decline, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the data to support that isn't there yet.
We continue to recommend masking in areas of high and substantial transmission. That's much of the country right now in public indoor settings.
New York is the latest state to end its mask mandate effective tomorrow, but is leaving up to local governments to make their own decisions, and the mandate for schools is still in place. President Biden could address a full House chamber when he delivers the State of the Union address next month.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hopes to be able to invite every member of Congress to attend President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st.
I think that people are ready to pivot in a way that shows to the American people we've largely been vaccinated.
But Pelosi says decisions on lifting COVID precaution protocols here will come from guidance from the Office of the Attending Physician.
I'm hoping that every week brings us closer to a bigger participation.
President Biden's first address to Congress last year was attended by a limited number of lawmakers with strict capacity limits and social distancing. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The White House reacting to word that Russia is conducting joint military exercises with Belarus, even as diplomatic efforts with Russia continue in an effort to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine.
We see this as certainly more of an escalatory, not a de-escalatory action as it relates to those troops and the military exercises. This is happening at the border as well. That is certainly concerning to us.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, 3,000 U.S. troops are in Poland and Romania, ready to evacuate Americans should Russia invade. On Wall Street, the Dow added 305, the Nasdaq plus 295. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Maryland launching a new lottery game tied to COVID booster shots.
Governor Larry Hogan announcing the Vax Cash 2.0 promotion on Tuesday. The lottery will give out $2 million in cash prizes to 12 residents who have received their booster shot as incentive for more people to get the additional dose of the vaccine. The initial $500,000 Vax Cash drawing will be held on February 15th. Prizes of $50,000 will be awarded weekly for the following 10 weeks, and then a grand prize of $1 million will be awarded on May 3rd. All Maryland residents 18 and older who have received their primary COVID-19 vaccines and their booster shot in the state at any time are eligible, and no registration is needed. Ted Linder, Fox News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says laws that require people with COVID to self-isolate could be lifted at the end of the month. That would bring to an end all domestic COVID restrictions. Johnson told lawmakers that as long as encouraging trends continue, the self-isolation rule can end a full month earlier than planned. He's expected to present his plan for living with the virus later this month. More bleak news for Peloton.
The Peloton Output Park planned for Troy Township outside Toledo is being scrapped. The Toledo Blade says the company will complete construction on the site and will sell the complex, which was to include a 1 million square foot manufacturing plant and create 2,000 jobs. Peloton says it invested approximately $100 million in the area. The tech fitness company has been seeing demand slump recently, resulting in a management shakeup. It's also cutting 2,800 jobs. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Apple updating the capabilities of the iPhone with a way to accept contactless payments, which will make it easier for merchants to do tap-to-pay transactions without having to buy special equipment. Apple Pay has been around since 2014, but shopkeepers have had to have their own point-of-sale hardware. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.